If you happen to be on a lot of medication, either permanently or temporarily, you'll know that making sure that you take the correct medication and that you have the information about what tablets to take when can be a bit of a mission. Well, someone who's seeking to come up with an answer to that particular problem is John Dobbins, who is a pharmacist by profession. He's invented what he calls the talking RX, and he joins me to talk about it now. John Dobbins, welcome to the program, and you've come up with a very interesting innovation called Talking RX. Perhaps we could start at the beginning and talk about exactly what it is, how it works.
Okay, certainly. The Talking RX is essentially a talking prescription container that fits on the bottom of your existing prescription vial. And what it is, it's actually a 60-second digital recording device. It's operated by three batteries. It has a self-contained microphone on the interior of the product and a recessed recording button. And what it allows is, it could be the healthcare professional, the pharmacist, the physician, or even a caregiver that can put verbal directions to the patient on exactly how to take the medication properly. Where I see this having a great utility, is obviously with the vision impaired. It provides them with the ability to maintain some autonomy with providing, taking their own medications. It's great for the elderly patient or patients who are on a lot of medication, who can't remember why, when, or how they're supposed to take their medications. And then thirdly, for patients whom English is a second language. So it can be used for those groups, and that's actually the gist of the idea. I'm a pharmacist by training. I worked for over 20 years at a hospital in New Britain, Connecticut, and the idea came about during community service. We did what we call brown bags here, which are medication counseling programs for various community groups. And we had a one at a actually it was a Spanish senior center. We were in downtown New Britain, and I had one of my pharmacy clerks with me who was bilingual, and we were attempting to help an elderly Spanish gentleman take his medications properly. Well, he had three strikes against him. One was the obvious language barrier. English was his second language. Secondly, he was on 10 different medications. And thirdly, he had low vision. So this poor gentleman, we could give him written material, it wouldn't do him any good. Being elderly and on a lot of meds, it would be confusing for me to be on all that meds. And trying to give this person, verbal directions on each medication, we knew that unfortunately we weren't doing the proper job. And that's how I came up with the idea for the product.
60 seconds is a good length, too, isn't it? That's quite a bit of information.
Yeah, I think if you look at most prescription labels, what I've looked at, if we were just to give that information, it could be done in about 20 seconds. In fact, with some of my diabetic patients, we've come up with sort of some elements on what to provide for them. So they initially can look at it. Some of our blind diabetics, they initially want the name of the drug, the brand name, the generic name, the dose, what the tablet may feel or look like, tablet or capsule, and how many times a day they're supposed to take the med. And from there, we can provide the ancillary information that they may need, number of refills, prescription number, phone numbers, things like that, and that's been quite helpful.
And you can start and stop the audio, can you? When you've heard enough to identify it, you can stop the audio?
That's correct. On the outside of the device, there's only one button. And if you want to recycle the message from the beginning, if you don't want to listen to the whole 60-second message, you just stop it if you've heard enough as far as the name of the drug or the frequency or even the prescription number that you need to call up to the pharmacy for the refill.
And presumably because they are attached to the containers, these are reusable. You can re-record when you have another drug. Is that how it works?
Well, you can certainly the device is detachable from the bottom of your existing prescription container. But the nice thing about it is it allows for point-of-care change. And I'll give you some examples. We'll have patients who are at home that maybe have a condition, congestive heart failure, or have the directions on their Coumadin or something changed, they may not be able to get back to the pharmacy to have the label reprinted. What can happen is the healthcare provider, whether it's a home care nurse there or the caregiver, can actually change the directions to the appropriate way to take the med.
All right.
It can be done at point of service. You don't have to take it back to the pharmacy and have it done there, so it's convenient that way.
So what's the process used for a caregiver or a medical professional to actually record this material onto the unit?
Okay. Well, on the inside of the unit, there is a hole that requires what we call a stylus. The hole inside, it's a recessed recording button. It's too small to fit a pen or a pencil down in, but our stylus does fit in there. And all they have to do is put in the stylus, hold it down while you're holding down, recording. You have to hold down while you're recording the message. And once you're done, all you do is lift the stylus out, and your message is recorded into the unit.
Hmm.
It's made to be simple to do, simple to program a message. There's no peripheral equipment that you need for it. So, but you do need the recording stylus.
And what's the response been like to this product?
Actually, our diabetics and the Lions Club here has been very excited about it. We've been doing a sampling process here in Connecticut where I have almost 200 units out in the hands of patients and physicians, and they're very excited about it. It's gives them another option. The patients don't have to rely on someone else to put their medications in a container, knowing that they've done it correctly.
Hmm. And do you expect that this will be distributed much wider?
We're currently talking to an internet company to have it available distribution through an internet company called ePill.com on the web. And we also are talking with a company called Vision Dynamics in Cheshire. They're a company that provides assistive technology for the vision impaired. They will also be carrying our product. So it will be available in those places. Actually, Vision Dynamics is already available.
And is it the consumer who purchases the unit?
Well, right now it is. It's generally not the consumer that does. It's the caregiver for the consumer. The patient that has the elderly mother or father who they recognize that needs this particular product. Although we have had some purchases from vision impaired people.
How much does the unit cost?
Okay, the unit has a retail price American dollars of $39.95.
Right. So, and you would buy one of those for every container you expected you were likely to have. So, if you had a lot of medication at once, you may buy a few of those.
That's correct. It would be a good idea to put it on all of the medications, especially if you're visually impaired. Patients have asked me that question. Oh, I don't need that. I have all my meds, already lined up by someone else in a, one of those daily trays, counting trays with, Monday through Friday. I said, well, what do you do with all your PRN medications, the ones that are unlabeled that you don't take every so often? So it's a good idea to really, you really should have all your medications marked.
All right. And do you have a unit that you can demo for us so we can hear what the audio sounds like?
Actually, I do. I'm going to press the button right now.
This prescription is for John Dobbins. It is for his Fosamax, 10 milligrams. The generic name is Alendronate. It is a small, white, round tablet to be taken once daily with a full glass of water. Do not lie down or eat any food for at least 30 minutes afterwards. It is used to strengthen your bones and to prevent osteoporosis.
All right. I turned the message off there, but there's approximately a 60-second message on the unit.
That's nice and clear, isn't it? No problem with the audio there.
Yeah, we when we researched this, we looked at several different computer chips for it, and we actually went one with a sampling rate which was better than most, just to make sure that the sound quality is acceptable on it. It's about 100 decibels at the ear, which is quite loud.
Yes, it's not bad audio at all. You know, you get some of these smaller devices and they really just don't sound terribly intelligible. There's no problem at all understanding that. Clearly, that's going to make a big difference to people who perhaps, I suppose even braille labelling all of that medication, that there's a lot of information in often quite small print, and so to get that on the bottle can be a bit of a challenge in itself. You would probably need a smaller braille label and then some sort of larger braille sheet to reference. So, you know, for all kinds of people, it could be a very useful device.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. And that's the reason I came up with it. I saw a need for it, and I myself would like to see this to be something like a child safety cap, you know, it used as a commodity item eventually, you know.
Do you know, is this unique? I mean, are there other products that are seeking to do a similar thing?
My particular product, we do have a couple of other competitors, but their particular devices require three or four different components. They require a large playback unit, which would really not be very convenient. They also require the necessity of the program, the unit to be programmed in the pharmacy.
Right.
Which does not lend itself, very well for obviously the vision impaired, because they've got to go back to the pharmacy every single time and get their prescription, re-recorded, where this can be done at home.
And if people wish to find out more information about Talking Rx, what's the best way to do that?
Well, actually, our website. We have our website up and running. It's www.talkingrx.com. That's one word, Talking Rx. From there, you can find out information about the company, about the product. At the very last page, we have some information as far as the pharmacies and places that it's available, and shortly we'll have information where you can purchase it on the web.